节和45到51节。非利士人招聚他们的军旅要来征战，聚集在属犹大的梭哥，安营在梭哥和亚西加中间的以弗大敏。扫罗和以色列人也聚集在以拉谷安营，摆列队伍要与非利士人打仗。非利士人站在这边山上，以色列人站在那边山上，当中有谷。从非利士营中出来一个讨战的人，名叫哥利亚，是加特人，身高6肘01虎口，头戴铜盔，身穿铠甲，甲重5000舍克勒，腿上有铜护膝，两肩之中背负铜戟，枪杆粗如织布的机肘，铁枪头重600舍克勒。有一个拿盾牌的人在他前面走。哥利亚对着以色列的军队站立，呼叫说：你们出来摆列队伍做什么呢？我不是非利士人吗？你们不是扫罗的仆人吗？可以从你们中间拣选一人，使他下到我这里来。他若能与我战斗，将我杀死，我就是你们的仆人。我若胜了他，将他杀死，你们就做我的仆人，服侍我们。那非利士人又说：我今日向以色列人的军队骂阵，你们叫一个人出来和我战斗。扫罗和以色列众人听见非利士人的这些话，就惊慌，极其害怕。大卫对非利士人说：你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的鸟兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神，又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜不是用刀，不是用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们手里。非利士人起身迎着大卫前来，大卫迎着非利士人往战场跑去。大卫用手从囊中掏出一块石子来，用机弦甩去，打中非利士人的额，石子进入额内，他就扑倒面伏于地。这样大卫用机弦甩石胜了那非利士人，打死他。大卫手中却没有刀。大卫跑去站在非利士人身旁，将他的刀从鞘中拔出来，杀死他，割了他的头。这是神的话语，阿们。
Thank you, Melanie, for reading for us.
Thank you, Pastor. 谢谢翻译。
And thank you, Pastor Doris, for the offering prayer.
谢谢 Doris 牧师为我们祷告。
Thank you, James, for the children's moment.
谢谢 James 为小孩子祷告。
And thank you, Verona and Alyssa, for the announcements.
也谢谢 Verona 和 Alyssa 做家事报告。
My mom has a typical English backyard.
我妈妈的房子后面有一个典型的英式花园。
There are flowers and shrubs, grass, a greenhouse, and a shed.
有漂亮的鲜花、灌木丛、温室、工具棚。
But there's a problem.
但是有一个问题。
The yard is frequently invaded by a wicked, evil creature.
这个漂亮的后院经常被一个邪恶的生物入侵。
A cat.
就是一只猫。
So last week, Dakota, my son, bought one of those toy guns that fires foam balls.
所以上个礼拜我的儿子 Dakota 买了一把玩具枪，就是可以射那种泡沫球的那种。
And my mom armed herself with a spray bottle filled with a mixture of water and vinegar.
我妈妈给自己装备了一把喷壶，里面装了一些兑了水的醋。
Their intention to give this despicable invader something to think about.
祖孙俩的决定就是要给这个讨厌的入侵者一点颜色瞧瞧。
So picture the scene.
所以你想象一下下面这个画面。
It's mid-morning.
一个宁静的春日的早晨。
There's a mild breeze and the birds are chirping.
清风微拂，树上的鸟儿在唱歌。
In the distance, the faint sound of traffic.
远远的，你可以听到街上有汽车开过。
It's an idyllic morning.
这是一个非常恬静的画面，对吗？
But in this backyard, something dastardly is about to transpire.
但在这个后站，在这个后院，一场恶斗即将上演。
A 14-year-old boy and an 88-year-old woman move stealthily among the daffodils and roses.
一个十四岁的男孩和一个八十八岁的老奶奶潜伏在水仙花和玫瑰花丛后面。
And there they wait, ready to pounce on this feline trespasser.
就在那里，他们等着，准备狠狠地教训一下这个入侵者。
And when the creature appears,
只要等那只猫一出现
，it's each boy, old woman, or cat for itself.
那就是两人加一猫的三方大混战。
Now I confess, I smile as I think of this bizarre scenario.
我承认，每次只要我想象一下这个画面，我就忍不住想笑。
In our scripture today, there's another bizarre scenario.
今天我们正道的经文里也讲了一个非常好笑、奇怪的画面。
This too has an unwanted invader.
这里也提到了有一个非常讨厌的入侵者。
And a young boy.
这里也讲到了有一个年轻的男孩子。
Though this young boy is armed with nothing more than a sling.
只是这个年轻的男孩子没有任何装备，除了一把可以甩石头的机弦。
It's one of the most famous stories in the Bible.
这是圣经里最著名的故事之一。
And it's another where we read of 40 days and nights.
这也是我们要看圣经里又一处提到四十昼夜的地方。
3,000 years ago, the average height for a man was 167 centimeters.
在3000年前，成年男子的平均身高大概是167厘米。
That's 5 feet 6 inches in proper language.
就大概是五英尺六英寸高。
In our story, the unwanted invader Goliath stood between 228 centimeters and 275 centimeters.
而在这个故事里，那个入侵者叫歌利亚，他是一个巨人，他的身高是在228到275厘米之间。
At 275 centimeters tall, he could slam dunk a basketball without having to lift his feet from the ground.
那275厘米的身高是什么呢？就是说，如果他站在篮球架下面，根本都不需要踮脚，就直接可以灌篮，有那么高。
David was probably just a teenager.
大卫呢，那个时候大概是只有十几岁。
And yet with a single shot from his sling, he slays Goliath.
但是仅仅用那个机弦甩了一颗石头，他就杀死了这个巨人。
Most of us face or have our Goliaths.
其实我们每个人生命当中也有自己的巨人要面对。
Maybe Goliath is ill health or unemployment.
可能你生命当中的歌利亚就是不好的健康或者失业的苦恼。
A breakdown in the family or ever increasing bills.
可能是家庭破碎或者是沉重的债务。
Maybe Goliath is greed or addiction or unforgiveness or anger.
可能你的歌利亚是贪婪、一些上瘾、心胸狭窄或者是愤怒。
Whatever our Goliaths, they loom larger than life.
不管我们每个人的歌利亚是什么，他们都横亘在生命当中，让我们觉得无能为力。
Remember, Goliath taunted the Israelites for 40 days and 40 nights.
经文提到，歌利亚对着以色列人挑衅叫嚣整整四十昼夜。
And so too, our Goliaths never seem to let up.
同样，我们生命中这个歌利亚也是同样不间断地来搅扰我们。
We too can cower in fear, paralyzed by the shadow of defeat or the epitaph of failure.
我们在恐惧当中想退缩，被挫败感就完全的击垮了。
We seize up.
在恐惧中，我们被这个巨人吓得不知所措。
Many, many years ago, my father was due to play a cello concerto at the Royal Albert Hall in London.
在很多年前，有一次我父亲要去伦敦的皇家阿尔伯特音乐厅演奏大提琴。
Just before he went on stage, the conductor of the orchestra saw him pacing up and down.
而就在他上台前，管弦乐队的指挥看到我父亲在后台来回的踱步。
The conductor asked him, "Are you okay?"
所以指挥就问他，你怎么啦？
My father said he was so nervous he couldn't even remember one note of the concerto.
我父亲说他太紧张了，以至于他要把马上演奏的乐谱完全忘记了。
The conductor, who was an experienced musician, said, "When you get on stage, sit for 30 seconds."
那个指挥呢是一个很有经验的音乐家，所以他就建议我父亲说，你上台以后先坐下来，然后安静30秒钟。
Ignore your surroundings.
不要去想周围的一切。
And imagine playing just the first notes.
你只要想一想你马上要开始演奏的头几个音符就好。
And then look up at me and we will begin.
然后你抬头看一看我，然后我们就开始演奏。
Dad took his advice.
我爸爸接受了他的建议。
He went on stage and sat still, imagining playing the first notes.
他就走上台，坐下以后，静静地想一想马上要演奏的头几个音符。
And then he looked up at the conductor.
然后他抬头看一看那个指挥。
After the concert, the conductor approached my father.
演出结束以后呢，那个指挥来找我父亲。
Why didn't you listen to my advice?
他说你刚刚为什么不听我的建议呢？
My dad said that he did.
我父亲说我有啊。
But the conductor replied, "You had hardly sat down before you looked up at me."
但是指挥说没有没有，你上台以后一坐下就马上就朝我看。
As it happened, the concerto was performed faultlessly.
尽管如此，那场演出还是非常成功的。
But in the minutes before, the concerto had become my father's Goliath.
但是就在马上要上台演出前，那场表演就突然成了我父亲眼中的哥利亚。
And my dad had lost his perspective.
他害怕到失去了正常的思考能力。
Goliaths have a way of sabotaging our perspectives.
哥利亚也就是用这个方法来干扰我们的正常思考能力。
All that the Israelites saw was one huge problem and their own inadequacy.
就好像当时的以色列人只看到眼前这个巨大的难题，还有只看到自己的渺小和无能。
In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 10, Goliath says, "I defy the ranks of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other."
在撒母耳记上十七章十节说，那非利士人说，我今日向以色列的军队骂阵，你们叫一个人出来与我战斗。
And the Israelites' response?
那么当时以色列人的反应呢？
The next verse says,On hearing the Philistines' words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified.
下一节经文说，扫罗和以色列众人听见非利士人的这些话，就惊慌，极其害怕。
You see, here's the point.
所以这就是我今天想说的重点。
Goliaths want us to notice how large the struggle or challenge or situation is.Rather than how great our God is.
哥利亚的诡计就是想让我们只看到眼前的挑战和困难是多么的艰巨，以至于我们忘记了神是多么的伟大。
And the Israelites fell for it.
所以当时以色列人就掉进了这个陷阱。
They seized up.
他们被吓到惊慌不知所措。
But David sized up Goliath, sized him up against God.
但是大卫却选择靠着神迎难而上去击败哥利亚。
And that brings Goliath down to size.
所以那样子的话，哥利亚就不再是显得那么的巨大，难以战胜。
In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45, David says this to Goliath.
在撒母耳记上十七章四十五节里，大卫对哥利亚这么说。
You come against me with the sword and spear and javelin.But I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, who you have defied.
他说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。
You see, David understands divine math.
所以大卫他是明白信心的法则。
He knows that he...Plus God equals a majority.
他知道只要他一个人，但是加上神就等于压倒性的大多数。
He plus God equals a majority.
他自己加上神就是等于大多数。
As Paul says in Romans chapter 8 verse 31, If God is for us, who can be against us?
就如保罗在罗马书八章三十一节说到，神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
The threat of Goliath is not his size or his skill or his self-importance or his strength.
其实哥利亚带来的恐吓不是他的体型、技能，也不是他的自大和巨大的力量。
The threat is not Goliath at all.
其实那真正的恐吓根本都不是来自哥利亚。
The threat lies in the Israelites' own hearts.
真正的恐吓藏在以色列人自己的心中。
What do they believe?
他们到底信靠的是什么呢？
Will they seize up or size up?
他们是靠自己的能力，因而被吓到惊慌失措，还是靠着神，所以可以迎难而上呢？
About 3 weeks ago, I was walking just a block west of Oak Street on 49th.
大概三个礼拜前，有一天我就在教会外面那个49街上面走。
Ahead of me were 3 young people, 2 tall men and a young lady.
在我前面呢，有三个年轻人，是两个很高很瘦的男生，还有一个女生。
There was an air about them that suggested that I should be cautious.
他们整个言行举止就让我觉得我要稍微小心一点。
But I was quickly catching them up.
但是我走得比他们快，所以我很快就追上他们了。
I could have crossed over, but there was too much traffic.
我想超过他们，但是一边呢是交通繁忙的马路。
So I stepped onto the grass verge and walked around them.
所以我走到另一边的草地上，绕过他们。
As soon as I did, I heard the two guys mutter something.
就在我做这些的时候，我就听到那两个男生在后面嘀咕了几句。
I had barely walked another 20 steps before one of them was right behind me, mirroring every step I took.
我走了大概只有二十步以后，我就发现其中一个人紧紧地跟着我，还在学我的步子。
So what should I do?
所以我当时该怎么办呢？
If I ran, they might run after me.
如果我跑的话，他一定会追着我跑的。
But I've learned over the years that sometimes you just have to take your stand.
但是经过多年的经验，我知道有的时候你就不能退让。
So I suddenly stopped.
所以我就突然站住，停下了脚步。
And this young man almost walked right into the back of me.
然后这个年轻人他差一点就撞上我了。
And at that point, he backed down.
就在那一刻，他突然退缩了。
And he timidly said, "It's okay, it's okay."
他看着我有点害怕的说，哦，没事没事。
Now there might have been a time when I would have backed down, but I know my God is bigger.
其实很多时候我们的本能是想退缩的，但是我时刻记住我们的神是大有能力。
You see, when we face Goliaths, God wants us to see that He is bigger.
所以你看，当生命当中面对哥利亚的时候，神就是要我们定睛只看他，记住我们的神大过眼前的困难。
So how do we size up and not seize up?
那么我们如何能够靠着神迎难而上，而不是靠着自己被困难吓倒呢？
Just 2 points.
有两点。
First, David knows God has been faithful.
首先就是大卫知道神一直都是信实的。
Everyone, including King Saul, thinks David can never face Goliath.
所有人包括扫罗王都觉得大卫是不可能和哥利亚抗衡的。
In 1 Samuel 17, verse 33, Saul says, "You're only a boy, and he has been a fighting man since his youth."
撒母耳记上十七章三十三节，扫罗说，你太年轻，而他自幼就是战士。
But David points to God's work in his own life.
但是大卫指出了神在他生命里面曾经做过的事情。
In 1 Samuel 17, verse 37, David says, "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine."
在十七章三十七节，大卫说：“耶和华救我脱离了狮子和熊的爪，他也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。”
You see, for David, faith is not just expressed in the quietness of daily devotions.
所以你看，对于大卫来说，依靠神不仅仅只是表现在每天的灵修当中。
David has seen God at work in day-to-day life.
他清楚地看到在日常生活的点滴当中，神都有实实在在的作为。
And so he knows that facing this Goliath, it will be no different.
所以他知道现在要面对哥利亚也是一样的道理。
God will be at work.
神一定会帮他做工。
And isn't this a testimony of all who follow Jesus?
相信这也是我们所有跟随耶稣基督信徒会做的见证。
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, Paul says, I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to keep that which I've entrusted to him for that day.
保罗在提摩太后书一章十二节说道，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
In 156 AD, an 86-year-old man named Polycarp was brought before a Roman official.
在公元156年的时候，有一个86岁的老人，他叫 Polycarp， 他被带去见罗马官员。
Polycarp was a devout Christian.
这位老人呢，是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
But to the Romans, he was an enemy because he refused to worship the emperor or other Roman gods.
但是罗马官员却把他看为是眼中钉，因为他拒绝跪拜罗马皇帝，还有罗马人所敬拜的那些神像。
Three times the Roman official invited Polycarp to renounce his faith in Jesus Christ.
罗马官员给了他三次机会，让他宣布放弃对耶稣基督的信仰。
But Polycarp could not renounce Jesus.
但是他每一次都拒绝了。
And his words, which sealed his fate, are a testimony to God's faithfulness throughout his life.
他最后说了一番话，决定了他自己的结局，但是他的话见证了神的信实，贯穿了他整整一生。
Polycarp said, 86 years have I served Christ, and he has done me no wrong. How then can I blaspheme my king who saved me?
这位老人说，我服侍了基督86年，这些年里主从来没有辜负过我，我怎么可以亵渎这位救赎了我的君王呢？
And Polycarp was burned alive.
所以最后他被活活烧死。
For 38 years, I have followed Christ, and he has never let me down.
我自己跟随了基督38年了，主也从来没有辜负过我。
And many of us can say the same.
我相信在座的很多人都会说同样的话。
So tell stories of God's faithfulness.
所以让我们勇敢地传扬神的信实。
To stand up to Goliaths, we remember what God has done.
只要想起神曾经在生活当中给我们做的，我们就会有勇气来面对哥利亚。
Before we look at our second point, let's think about this period of history.
在我们谈到第二点之前，先来看一下这段经文的一些历史背景。
It's about 1000 BC, the late Bronze Age, early Iron Age.
当时的年代是公元前1000年，大概就是青铜器时代后期到铁器时代的早期。
Goliath is a Philistine.
这个巨人哥利亚呢，是一个非利士人。
The Philistines were mercenaries. They built their culture on warfare.
整个非利士人他们都是做雇佣兵的，所以这群人是一个尚武的民族。
And they made sure that they had the most advanced military equipment.
他们总是持有当时最先进的武器装备。
Did you know that the catalog of Goliath's armor and weaponry in 1 Samuel 17 verses 5 to 7 is the most extensive description of armor in all of Scripture?
你知道吗？在撒母耳记上17章的5到7节有关于哥利亚的盔甲还有武器的详细描述，这是圣经里面关于武器最详细的记录。
His bronze armor is about 57 kilos or 125 pounds in weight.
他的青铜盔甲重达57公斤，就是125磅。
The iron tip of his spear weighed 7 kilos, or about 15 pounds.
他拿的那个枪的枪头重7公斤，就是15磅。
He has a sword and a shield bearer.
此外，他还有把剑，他甚至有一个专门帮他拿盾牌的人。
We know that the weight of Goliath's armor is at least twice that seen on carvings of regular soldiers from that period.
他的装备呢，比当时普通士兵的一般的装备要整整重一倍。
Put simply, Goliath was a member of the elite Philistine special forces.
用我们今天的话语来说，这个哥利亚就是最精英的特种部队里面的一员，持有当时最最先进的武器。
Equipped with the finest military hardware.
他持有当时最最先进的装备。
From a people trained to fight from birth.
并且从小就接受最严酷的军事训练。
It's no wonder that in 1 Samuel 17, 38 and 39, Saul urges David to wear armor.
所以难怪在38到39节，扫罗强烈地要求大卫穿上自己的战衣。
To combat a soldier, he must look like a soldier.
如果你要对抗一个职业军人的话，你自己也要穿得像一个职业军人。
It makes perfect sense.
这听上去是很合理的。
Except it doesn't.
但是在这里并不是。
It's not for David.
至少对大卫来说不是。
He needs no armor, only 5 smooth stones and a sling.
他不需要任何盔甲和先进的武器，他只带了五块石头和甩石头用的机弦。
What's our second point?
那么我要讲的第二点是什么呢？
To face Goliath, don't use Goliath's weapons.
面对哥利亚，我们并不需要用和他相匹配的武器。
What we use may look weak by comparison, but in God's eyes, it is true strength.
我们用的看上去可能比较弱，但是在神的眼中是大有能力的。
It's the way of meekness.
就是我们选择温柔和谦卑。
Many think meekness is being a pushover.
很多人可能以为要温柔谦卑的话，我们就要当一个受气包。
But it's not.
但其实并不是的。
Meekness is God's power, tempered by a resolute determination to know and act in the way of grace.
温柔谦卑是我们靠着神的大能，坚定的选择来走恩典的道路。
And meekness looks like this.
而温柔谦卑具体表现在
going the extra mile.
陪人多走一英里路。
Turning the other cheek.
把另一边脸转过来让人打。
Giving my cloak.
外衣被拿走的时候，把我礼衣也拿去。
Blessing and not cursing enemies.
不是诅咒仇敌，而是祝福他们。
Forgiving those who have wronged us.
原谅那些曾经冒犯过我们的人。
Offering love, not hatred.
是散播爱，而不是仇恨。
It's counterintuitive.
这常常是和我们的本性所违背的。
And it's very irritating to those who believe in power and prestige and performance.
对于那些信奉权力、威望和成就至上的人来说，他们也会觉得这种想法很可笑。
It's a smooth stone in a sling that destroys the Goliaths in our lives.
但这恰恰就是那个打败哥利亚的那一块石头。
You see, meekness is the way of Jesus.
因为温柔谦卑是主耶稣的道路。
It's the way of the cross.
也是十字架的道路。
On Good Friday, the cross looked like defeat.
在受难日的时候，十字架似乎是一个失败的象征。
There was death, there was loss, there was shock.
它代表了死亡、损失还有惊恐。
But the cross was the necessary prelude to Easter Sunday.
但是十字架又是必不可少的，因为它拉开了复活节主日的序幕。
So what are the Goliaths in your life?
所以你自己生命当中的哥利亚是什么呢？
What are the Goliaths at Trinity Baptist Church?
那我们三一进行会的哥利亚是什么呢？
Not enough volunteers.
没有足够的志愿者。
Not enough money.
经费不足。
Not enough leaders.
找不到足够的带领者。
Not enough hymns.
没有足够的诗歌。
Not enough songs.
音乐敬拜不够多。
Not enough youth.
年轻人不够多。
Not enough room.
房间不够用。
Not enough time.
时间太少。
We can all list Goliaths.
我们每个人都可以列出长长一大串的困难。
But then what happens?
那然后呢？
I can either seize up or size up.
我可以被吓倒，也可以迎难而上。
And over the years, I've done the seizing up thing.
我过去曾经在相当长的时间里都会被困难吓倒。
I've done the oh woe is us.
但是现在我不想再哀叹啊，我们真可怜啊。
I've done the paralyzed with doubt and fear.
我也不想再被疑惑和恐惧所吓倒。
And what happens is my heart and my faith shrink.
因为这些只会消耗我的心力和信心。
So let's be like David.
所以我让我们都一起来学习大卫吧。
We will size up our Goliaths by placing them on the scale alongside God.
我们把这个距离巨人哥利亚和我们的神相比。
And we can do this because God is and has been faithful.
这样我们就会敢于直面他，因为这样子我们知道神总是可以依靠的。
And we can tell stories of his faithfulness.
我们有数不尽道不完的经历来见证神是信实的。
And we can do this because the way of meekness lets God's glory be displayed.
我们也可以做到这一点，是因为当我们选择温柔谦卑的时候，神的荣耀就得到彰显。
In March 2004, five Southern Baptist missionaries were ambushed while driving through Mosul in northern Iraq.
在2004年3月，有五个美南浸信会的宣教士在伊拉克北部的摩苏尔被袭击了。
Four of them were killed.
五个人当中有四个人在这场袭击当中丧生。
One of those killed was Karen Watson.
其中有一位女士，她叫 Karen Watson。
A few months earlier, she wrote these words to her pastor in California.
就在她出事的几个月前，她刚刚给在美国加州的牧师写下了这些话。
They are words from a heart that did not seize up, but sized up, knowing the way of Jesus.
这些话就是出于这位勇敢的女士，她没有被她眼前的危险吓倒，反而迎难而上，因为她知道这是主耶稣的道路。
She said,Care more than some think is wise.
他写道，认为明智，所以你更乐于助人。
Risk more than some think is safe.
认为安全，所以你比别人更愿意冒险。
Dream more than some think is practical.
认为实际，所以你更喜欢梦想。
And expect more than some think is possible.
认为可能，所以你比别人更满怀期待。
What a great way to serve Jesus as we continue through Lent.
在大斋期期间，我们就应该记住，我们就应当如此侍奉耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Lee.
让我们继续唱诗敬拜。